To listen to this episode ad-free, visit patreon.com/whathappenedinskinner.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
Here's the New Year's episode. Started making it. Had a hangover. Bon appetit.
December 31st, 1899. Couldn't sleep last night. Dalton Thorne's warning kept running through my mind. Meeting soon with Sibylla to discuss options for the ball tonight. No brilliant strategies on my end as yet.
It's only two? Haven't we been at this for hours?
45 minutes.
Seems like hours.
I just don't see how we can realistically trail both Dalton and Georgina all night. Whether we lose one or they grow suspicious or...
Maybe we focus on Georgina. If she's never alone, Dalton can't do whatever it is he's planning.
Still, you've been to Titus's parties. Anything could happen. We could end up in a rowboat race on the Hudson. Sibylla, is it time to let Roscoe in on what's happening?
I've been considering it. But he's barely sleeping as it is. The flu has been taking his patients by the dozens.
Well, we need the support. There's simply no way two of us can guarantee we'll always keep Georgina and Dalton in sight.
But six of us can.
Don't sneak up on us like that.
We've been standing here for 2 minutes, which, you know, doesn't inspire the utmost confidence.
Viola's right, Mr. Johnson. With six pairs of eyes, it'll be extremely hard for either of them to slip away.
We deeply appreciate your zeal, Genevieve, but this is more than we can ask of you.
Agreed. It's too dangerous.
If it's too dangerous for the six of us, then you know it's far too dangerous for the two of you.
And without us, you lose the element of surprise.
How's that?
Well, Mr. Johnson, Dalton doesn't know we're looking into him.
Especially not Zareen.
Father, let us help.
We can't put the children at risk.
We're helping.
Will you please? Thank you. With all due respect, they're no longer children, Sibylla. And they're right. I don't think we have a choice.
Oh, you better sit down. Genevieve, you can have my seat. Viola, Elliot, Zareen, the sofa's just big enough for a threesome.
Apropos.
Right. Ladies, what can you tell us about your father's plans for tonight?
Not too much, unfortunately. He loves his surprises.
Much to Mother's chagrin.
Cocktails are at 9, but the entertainment won't start until later.
Cocktail hour should be simple enough. The same core groups always form, with some peripheral mingling.
If we each attach ourselves to a clique, we can cover the event no matter where Georgina and Dalton wander. Arsenio Amador will hold his little court with the Lowells clinging to his side.
I think Mr. Amador has a little crush on Viola.
Oh, please. The only person Archimedes Amador has eyes for is Archimedes Amador.
I was referring to his father.
Genevieve, God.
Well, there it is. Viola, you take the Amadors and Lowells.
Delightful.
As much as I'd like to make the rounds, I'll stand out least with Monarchy and his family. They'll expect me to spend some time with them.
I'd be more than happy to trade places with you, Serene.
I'm okay, thanks.
Should I stick with Uncle Antony?
Actually, son, why don't you attach yourself to Cousin Priam? His girls worship you, which will keep you looking busy.
Lenora worships you, does she?
Does Elliot have an admirer?
She's 15.
As if that ever stopped a man.
Who's left?
The Jameses, the Martins, the Doyles, and the Harknesses, and the Van Tassels, of course. Genevieve.
Oh, no, please don't saddle me with mother and father while everyone else is having an adventure.
Happy to trade.
Okay, Genevieve. Why don't you join the Doyles and the Harknesses? I can socialize with your parents if you don't mind mingling with your cousins.
And that leaves me with the Jameses and the Martins. Excellent. Position secured.
Well, for the first hour, at least.
She's right. We have no idea what he's going to have us doing. He's hinted that this New Year's Eve will put all our other parties to shame.
His exact words were the party of the century.
Well, it is the last party of the century.
And the first party of the new century once midnight strikes.
Actually, the last party of the century is going to be next year's 1900. This is the penultimate New Year's Eve party of the century.
But the 20th century starts tonight.
No, 1900 is the last year of the 19th century. 1901 is the first year of the 20th century.
What?
Yes, the first year of the Christian era was 1 AD. Of course, no one in 1 AD called it 1 AD. They didn't know at the time it was the beginning of the Christian era. It wasn't called 1 AD until the 8th century with the venerable...
Glad that's settled. The theme of this year's affair is around the world in 80 minutes.
Like the Jules Verne novel?
Exactly. We assume there'll be some exhibition of the different countries.
Moving between countries?
Perhaps.
Half the house has been off limits for a week.
That's worrying.
Your father does love to introduce a little chaos into the order.
Pun intended.
Pun?
The order? Of Oromana?
Oh.
I just hope this isn't another Poseidon's ball.
That answer is incorrect, Nathaniel. Poseidon banishes you to the sea!
No, no!
Serafina caught a nasty cold that night.
Well, easier to track Dalton in a swimming pool than it would have been in 95.
Oh, was that Pompeii?
Yep.
Yeah, that was memorable.
Oh no! The Vesuvius! She is very angry!
Oh merda! They're rumping!
Ardeo! Assenti! Oh,
this looking dead provinta vestra!
Drink! Drink for your lives!
I was finding red confetti in my hair through February.
Can't mention where I was finding it.
Right. Well, at any rate, your father will almost certainly separate everyone.
Which will make it exceedingly difficult to keep track of Georgina and Dalton.
Well, there are still six of us, and only two of them. If the Magister's plans scatter us, maybe we can assign three of us to each? Elliot, Viola, and I could trail Dalton.
And then Irving, Genevieve, and I on Georgina?
But if we get split up...
Then they can be dynamic trios.
Where the trios shift if necessary.
Well, that's what I said.
And then no matter what, we have three on each of them.
Exactly.
Well, Irving, I think it was a rather good idea to include the young ones in our plans.
Yes, I think it was. It was a sound strategy, and at the beginning, events unfolded largely as we'd expected. Conveniently, my cohort, Anthony James and Thaddeus Martin, with their immediate families, took up a position near the edge of the ballroom, from which I could catch regular glimpses of the rest of the party. I spotted Georgina Wilde in a green evening dress in conversation with the Harknesses, Genevieve dutifully positioned in their midst.
Essie Lowell netted that Hungarian count last year.
Or he netted her. I understand he could barely afford to keep up his estate before he got his hands on the marriage settlement.
Even so, a title is nothing to sneeze at. What say you, Genevieve? I'm sure this has been on your mind. Would you fancy a European nobleman?
I can't say I'm acquainted with any.
Still, I'm sure your father could arrange it.
Well, now, you're not haranguing this poor girl about marriage.
Trust me. It's overrated.
Why?
Funny you should say so, Adeline, given how you managed to improve your social standing.
Sorry to disappoint, Mrs. Wilde, but it's not quite the glamour you might have imagined. One morning, you're basking in the glow of your improved standing. But the next,
you wake up to find the man you married lost in the arms of a conspiracy theory.
What? Not the balance.
Well, you didn't hear it from me.
I think I need another drink. Georgina?
Yes. Good evening, ladies.
I kept Georgina in the corner of my eye as she moved across the room, picking up a glass of champagne before she joined her husband and his set. Elliot was at his post among them, chatting unenthusiastically with his cousin. I thought I saw Georgina lean close to Cassian to whisper,
Irving, did you hear anything I said?
Oh, yes. Yes, I agree. It's quite tall.
30 stories. A full 5 more than the St. Paul building. And despite what the record had to say, I think the overall design is quite noble.
Lucky that it was finally finished after that business with the arches.
Oh, absolutely.
Edward Doyle was the primary investor, was he not?
That's right. He... Nathaniel, if you're still trying to imply something about the balance, I advise you to keep it to yourself.
I made use of Anthony's distraction to scan the room for Dalton. I picked him out attempting to ingratiate himself with the Wadias. Several members of that family, who were usually abroad on business, had made an appearance in New York for the holiday, and a small queue of admirers eagerly pressed them for stories of their travels. Zareen was engaged in conversation, but angled so that Dalton remained in her line of sight. For a moment, Dalton looked as though he might approach them. But then he turned away and moved across the room towards where Viola stood with the Amadors. Arsenio Amador always manages the trick of being both an unobtrusive figure and a striking one. He stood between his wife and sons, his dark clothing perfectly tailored, and his dark eyes watchful. I'll admit, I find his pedigree as good as most of the Covens. After all, his father joined the Founders within the first decade of Aurumana, even if their connection was through friendship and business rather than blood or marriage. A frowning Vial appeared around Archimedes, Arsenio's eldest son, trying to keep her eyes on Dalton.
Not enjoying the music, Viola?
I dislike this song.
Quite direct for a woman.
It is rather repetitive, though, isn't it? But perhaps appropriate for the eve of the millennium. We could pretend to be some of those fools out there who think the world will come crashing down as soon as the clock strikes 12. Huzzah?
It's not even the eve of the millennium.
What?
The first year of the millennium will be 1901, not 1900.
Oh, right. Well, as I said, those people don't know what they're talking about. Whatever year it is, the Magister's food and champagne are as good as ever. I don't suppose I could persuade you to give me a hint as to what your father has planned for the main entertainment?
You'll find out soon enough.
So cold.
Dalton had passed by the Amadors and their clique.
I think I left my shawl by the refreshments. Excuse me.
Viola followed well behind him as he took a circuitous route through the party, but stopped as he approached Titus Van Tassel, who was in conversation with an animated Sibylla.
Even more opportunities for coordination.
Well, that's all very well, but we have to be careful about the precedent. We can't have new covens springing up everywhere.
Of course not. But in this case, it may be more a matter of recognizing what's already there.
Well, I'll consider it.
Perhaps you could call a formal meeting of the founding families to discuss an official status for New Orleans.
No, not yet anyway. We all have more pressing issues to be thinking about.
Oh, forgive me, Magister, but what are those?
Well, the New Year, for one. I believe it's time for me to be introducing the entertainment.
Yes, well... perhaps we can discuss this tomorrow, in the new year.
If I'm able. But for now, duty calls.
Magister, excuse
Not
me.
Not now, Mr. Thorne. Thank you.
Thank you all for being here tonight. I trust that you are enjoying yourselves. As the new year approaches, I thought something a bit more lively was in order to while away our final hour in the 1800s. Phileas Fogg circumnavigated the globe in only 80 days, with stops in the United Kingdom, Egypt, India, Hong Kong, Japan, and finally our very own United States. Oh, not to boast, but I think we can do him one better. Tonight, my friends, I bring the world to you. Join me, if you please, as we embark on an extraordinary journey around the world in 80 minutes.
And so it began. Our strategy had held up until then, but as I know all too well, a plan is only good until the first shot is fired.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Hey, Cam here. I want to tell you about an awesome show that our very own Aaron actually wrote an incredibly eerie episode for. By now, you must know the Magnus Archives. They've released a sequel. The Magnus Protocol introduces us to the overworked employees of the underfunded OIAR, a government organization working to categorize strange and possibly paranormal incidents. But when two of those employees, Alice and Sam, stumble on the legacy of the Magnus Institute, they have no idea how much danger it will put them in. It is spooky. It's supernatural. You're going to love it. Check it out.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
For our first stop, a place we know all too well. That little island across the pond. Please welcome Her Majesty's Royal Guard.
They burst through the doors, splitting the crowd in two. Sybilla, Genevieve, and I all managed to keep ourselves on one side of the cacophony, alongside Georgina Wilde, who seemed captivated by the fleet of waist-high British warships now steaming through the crowd under the command of Titus's footman.
Tea for you, madam.
Care for a tea, sir?
Oh, I suppose so, yes. And on the other side of the room...
There's steam coming from the funnels! Zareen! My God, the screws are actually rotating! Zareen, come look!
Go ahead. I'll catch up.
Extraordinary model, sir!
Dalton's on the move. I see him. Let's go.
Sorry about that.
Excuse me. Yep, sorry.
Sorry.
Excuse me.
With Big Ben now behind us, we traverse the glittering sands of the Sahara to behold the wonders of Egypt.
I lost Georgina behind an enormous gold-foiled pyramid that had just entered on the shoulders of 6 costumed servants.
Is that made of chocolate?
Excuse me. I tried to inch around the side of it, but I was thwarted by a flock of dancing Bastets and Anubises. Women began swaying around me as I tried to break through their line of diaphanous gowns and feline headdresses. It was madness. I beg your pardon. Excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry. Gracious. Just as I caught sight of Georgina again, 2 Anubises blocked my path, one holding a scale and a very large feather.
Would you care to learn your fate in the afterlife, sir?
No, not now.
Then may we offer you a cocktail.
No, you're very kind, but I... There she was, watching the dancers. I wrestled free of the Anubi, but kept my distance, keeping Georgina in the corner of my eye while pretending to also watch the dance.
Over on the right.
God, don't sneak up on me like that!
Look!
I scanned the far side of the circle and saw Dalton moving directly towards Georgina. You think?
Yes.
But here, in front of everyone? He wouldn't dare.
We have no idea what he'd dare. Here, get her.
Sibylla tried to beckon Georgina towards us and away from Dalton, but she wasn't looking in our direction. Dalton was much closer to her than we were, and closing fast, I knew he'd reach her before we could intercept.
Pardon me. Sorry. Excuse me.
Elliot had seen the danger and was pursuing Dalton, but he was too far. A press of spectators blocked his path. Dalton was now throwing distance behind the oblivious Georgina.
Excuse me, pardon me. Thank you.
Genevieve was on the other side of Georgina, hurrying towards her.
I'm sorry. Move.
But she wouldn't make it before Dalton either.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Give me that.
Just as Dalton reached his target, Viola burst through the crowd armed with a passerby's drink.
Mrs. Wilde!
Whoa! Oh!
With an exaggerated stumble, she leapt between them, depositing the entire glass down Georgina's front.
Oh, sorry, I'm so sorry.
Oh, God.
Oh, terribly sorry, Mrs. Wilde. I've had a bit too much to drink.
Viola, collect yourself. Mrs. Wilde, I do apologize for my sister. Can I help you to the powder room?
Really, the nerve!
I know, she can be such a handful.
I couldn't very well follow the ladies to the powder room, so I determined to keep my eyes on Dalton as he stood scowling in their wake.
Zareen!
Well, hello there. Let's get you some water, shall we?
Close shave, huh?
Bet you love that.
I'm just bummed I missed Dalton.
Hey, the night is young.
I'm sure our dear friends, the Wadias, will recognize the exotic delights of Bombay and Calcutta!
Nope, never been.
No, he didn't.
He did.
Not my father. Don't know that man.
Oh my God.
What? Oh my God.
Is that an...
Elephant ride! Step right up!
I'll give it a go.
Be careful.
This might actually be more excessive than last year.
Roscoe, there you are.
Got swept away by the armada. Mr. Johnson?
Mr. Martin?
How's the night treating you?
Well, it's certainly...
There. I'm sure it's well trained.
But of course it is, sir. All my snakes are very well trained. Madam, would you like a closer look?
Good gracious!
I'm going to stop into the powder room. Don't get into too much trouble without me.
Sibylla flicked a pointed glance towards Dalton and then back at me before disappearing into the crowd. I edged around a housemaid dressed in a sari, trying to keep him in view.
Anyone else for an elephant ride? You, sir. Yes, you.
Me?
Go on, try it, Dalton.
Well, if you insist. Out of my way.
Well, I suppose that should keep him busy.
And now, dear friends, as we say a la vida to India, we venture even further east to the farthest flung corners of the globe. Behold the mysterious wonders of Hong Kong.
I tried to keep Dalton in sight, but his elephant was making for an exit with the rest of the Indian-themed menagerie. I made chase, but was very quickly intercepted by a massive Chinese dragon carried by no fewer than 10 dancers. Damn it!
Care for another drink, sir?
Thank you. Christ, what is that?
Mind you, sir.
Don't give this to people.
Terribly sorry, sir.
By the time the dragon dancers were clear, the elephant had vanished, and Dalton along with it.
Hurry, come on.
Did you see him get off?
No, I think they all went out that door.
There, look. That servant with the elephant. Now he's wearing the...
Yeah.
Excuse me, sir.
Dalton, the man riding the elephant, where did he go?
Oh, don't worry, sir. He made it off in one piece.
But where is he now?
I'm sorry, miss. I didn't see where he went. Is something the matter?
Excuse us.
He didn't come back in here. We would have seen him.
But is there anywhere back there for him to go?
I mean, the whole house?
But Georgina's in here with us, and that's what matters. We should cover the doors.
Right, so that one and that one, at least.
I'll go out into the hallway and see if any of the staff saw where he went.
Just be careful.
I will.
You take that door and I'll take that one?
Let's do it.
As we head out from the safety of the mainland, prepare yourselves for the fearsome samurais of Japan! Fire!
Are they real?
Very impressive! Get him!
Where's Dalton?
I think he went out through there. Georgina?
They'd already left the powder room. I haven't been able to find her, or Genevieve.
Could she be with Cassian?
Do you see him?
I don't. Is that him over there?
Let's go. Pardon me. Excuse me.
And of course, our night would not be complete without returning back to our very own America, home of the Wild West.
There!
Finally, we caught sight of Georgina. Genevieve, bless the girl, was still with her and had even managed to draw her away from the press of the crowd. It would have been an excellent strategy, save for one crucial vulnerability. The servant's door cracked ajar on the wall just behind them. Genevieve must not have seen Dalton leave the room. She didn't know that he could emerge from any entrance at any moment.
We have to get them away from the door. Go.
Oh, excuse me.
And now, having made our way around this wondrous world, a new century, one full of promise and prosperity, is upon us. When your glasses are filled, please allow me the honor of being the first to raise a glass with you.
Excuse me.
Watch it!
Pardon me.
Pardon me.
Excuse me.
Pardon.
Champagne, excuse, sir?
Excuse me.
Thank you all for being here tonight. Thank you for weathering the storms of the past and for looking into the future with hope. Together, we will enter the new year in strength. Let us raise our glasses to unity and to our eternal fortune. Aremina.
Where do the lights go?
I can't see anything.
Call Edison. He owes us a drink.
A split second after the lights went out, the skylight high above us shattered, and a far different light erupted into view above. A form, a person, wreathed in flames, lit up the dark room, falling and screaming in pain as he burned.
Here, give me that cloth!
Here, here!
Once the flames were out, Roscoe bent to examine the contorted form on the floor. But after barely a second, he straightened, shaking his head, his expression as horrified as I've ever seen it. The vast room was dim and shadowed but for a few candles the staff had brought in. By that unsteady light, as Roscoe moved away, I saw the head bent back, the charred hair and distorted face. But that face was unmistakable. It was Dalton Thorne.
What Happened in Skinner is produced at Mazama VoiceOver Studios in New York City. This episode starring Jack Barinholtz, Dan Olson, Gene Taffler, David Sittler, Evelyn Giovine, Justine Katsonis, Leah Kambata, and Joseph Dean Anderson, and featuring Caroline Banks, Sammy Rivas, Katrina Brown, Katie Polensky, Jim Fromwick, Johnny Gotzigan, Aaron Blanton, Sean Devare, Dick Terhune, and Estelle Olivia. Music by Mitch Gardner. What Happened in Skinner theme by Aurelie Webb. Thank you so much to our patrons and the folks participating on the Discord. Our show is funded by listeners like you. Join us at patreon.com/whathappenedinskinner. I'm going to take a nap.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.